Hola, buenas tardes. This is Lightspeed Spanish, and this is video number 4 sobre el subjuntivo. Okay, so now, what we've done up to now is we've talked about why the subjunctive, we've talked about the group, the triggers of the hope group. We've then discussed the triggers of the opinion group, giving opinions, and now we're going to look at the next group, which is the let's say the requests group, the wants group. Okay, requests and wants. When you demand something of somebody, okay, this is a trigger for the subjunctive. Whenever you want something from somebody, or you want somebody to do something, then that's a trigger for the subjunctive. So let's start with the very, very most common one. The perfect example of this is querer que. Okay? Now, if you want to say it to somebody, now this is interesting because it isn't quite the same in Spanish as it is in English. If I say to you, look, I want you to come here. Okay? I want you to come here. In Spanish, what you have to say is this: I want that you come here. So I want that you come here. Okay? So it's slightly different in structure to English. But really, what it is, it's the identical shape for all of the subjunctive, which tends to be the verb with que. Okay? So, if I say this, I want you to come here. Now that is quiero que. That's your trigger. Every single time, that's going to trigger the subjunctive. Every single time. Quiero que. Quiero que. Okay? So I want you to come here. Right? Now we've done this already a number of times. Venir, ir to ir. It's a go verb, so the go is gogar. Okay? So that is quiero que vengas aquí. Quiero que, trigger for the subjunctive. Vengas, next verb, must be in subjunctive. Aquí. Quiero que vengas aquí. Quiero que vengas aquí mañana. Quiero que vengas a mi casa. Mm-hmm. So, quiero que, always the subjunctive. I want you to eat more. That's, I want that you eat more. I want you to eat more. Son, I want you to eat more. What's that? So, we've done comer. There's nothing irregular about it. It's just ir to ir. So, what's that? Son, I want you to eat more. Hijo. Quiero que, trigger for the subjunctive, comas más. Comer becomes comar, I suppose. Hijo. Quiero que comas más. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, every single time you say quiero que, you are wanting something, it's a trigger for the subjunctive. Bear in mind, if anybody else wants something, it's a trigger for the subjunctive. For example, my husband wants me to work. Okay? My husband wants me to work. Now, in Spanish, that is, my husband wants that I work. My husband wants, trigger for the subjunctive. How does it go? How would that be? Are you working this out in your mind? Mi marido quiere que. So that's your trigger. Mi marido quiere que trabaje yo. Now you'll notice that what happens sometimes, because the yo form in subjunctive, let's say trabajar, is trabaje, and the he, she, or it form, and the usted form is trabaje. Okay? So to avoid confusion, sometimes we'll use the pronoun. Okay? So for example, that sentence I give you, my husband wants me to work. So, mi marido quiere que, trigger, trabaje yo. Okay? Because if you just say, mi marido quiere que trabaje, the person listening to you, if they're not already with you, might say, ¿quién? Who? yo. Okay? So that's the first one. Querer que. To want that. Trigger for the subjunctive. Always. Okay? And I say always, and in the back of my mind, I've learned never to say always, and I don't know why I'm saying always, but I do think that it's always. I can't think of an example where you would use quiero que without using the subjunctive. Okay? So you can, let's say 99.99% of the time, it's got to be used. So use it, and you'll be right 99.99% of the time, or maybe even 100%. Okay, next one. Recomendar que. So, to recommend that. All right? Now, is there much difference between recommending that you do something and wanting that you do something? I suppose. But it's still a requirement. You're still requiring something of somebody. You're telling somebody what to do, basically. So, recomiendo. Okay? So, I recommend that you drink water. I recommend that you drink a liter of water every day. Okay? So, recomiendo que. It's a trigger for the subjunctive. You'll always be using the subjunctive. The next one, next verb, is a subjunctive. What is it? Beber. So, that's an ER, becomes AR. Okay? So, I recommend that you drink 1 liter of water every day. Recomiendo que bebas. 1 litro de agua cada día. Okay, I'll do that again. Recomiendo que bebas 1 litro de agua cada día. Okay? So, you've used recomiendo que. It's the same as quiero que. Quiero que bebas 1 litro de agua cada día. There's no difference. It's something that you want somebody to do. Okay? Here's something a little stronger. Insistir en que. Insistir en que. So that's, you know, I insist that. So I insist that you arrive early. I insist that you arrive early. Okay, that might be your boss saying that to you. Okay. And so, I insist that is insisto en que. Insisto en que. All right? So, I insist that. Trigger for the subjunctive. Always you're going to use the subjunctive. Okay? So, and then to arrive, what's that verb? Llegar. Yeah? Now, that's an AR verb, so that's going to be ER. You're going to change it to ER. Now, there's something that's interesting that happens, and you may know this, you may not. But llegar, okay, if it changes to ER, it's going to be llegue, okay? Now, what would normally happen is the G would then have an E rather than the A. So rather than llega, becomes llegue. But what happens when you put an E next to a G or after a G? The G becomes soft, like the ch, yeah? So to stop that, what happens in this case is in between the G and the E, a U appears. But the U is completely silent. So it has no job except to keep the G strong. Okay? So, I insist that you arrive early is insisto en que llegues temprano. Okay? Now normally it would be llegas. But because you've set the trigger off, you've fired the trigger, insisto, insisto en que llegues temprano. O te mato. O I'll kill you. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, there we've got, there are other requests like pedir que, okay? Or rogar que, pedir que is to ask that, okay? However, with even with just quiero que, that's pretty cool. Even if you just took from this want, quiero que is great. That's enough to be getting on with. And that, you know, when you say quiero que, you know that you must use the subjunctive after that, and it's always the next verb that follows. Okay, does that make sense? Así que, hemos terminado el video número 4. Vamos a por el 5. So, I'm going to have a break now. The next time you see me, I will have a different shirt on because it's very late y voy a la cama. Entonces, I hope that this has been helpful up to now. There are other groups that we're going to talk about. And then, with Cynthia's help, we're going to put this all together. Okay? Entonces, stay with me y nos vemos en el próximo video. ¡Hasta luego!